Welcome to the One in Christ Resurrection Broadcast with Bishop-elect F.A. Gelsey Sr., located at 940 Broadway in Buffalo, New York. Now, let's go to the Word of God. In the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, our theme for this year, and Pastor Joshua was the only one that wasn't here that don't know our theme, is 1 Timothy 6 and 12, fight the what? Good fight of faith. The year 19, the number 19, the biblical numerical number for 19 is faith. Faith is the word for 19. If you look up numerology, Bible numerology, if you look it up and you find out what does 19 mean, you'll see that it means faith. I gave out some papers when I gave them out. First Sunday of the year, I gave out papers with all the numbers, what they mean to you. Amen. I wanted you to see what numbers mean. So you'd already, you got that paper, you put it on your wall. You should know what 20 mean. You should know what 21 mean, 22. Every year we got a different number. Amen. Sometimes God take us by the number. Our theme last year, 18 meant what? Bondage. So God said we should be loose from what? Bondage. Love. But this year God said faith is the number for 19. He said to me, he said, tell the people, this year going to be a year of fighting. And many of you already know you got to fight now. See how the enemy coming at you. You already know. And God wasn't surprised of what happened. But he's trying to get you ready to be ready to what? Fight. Somebody say fight. You got to fight. You got to fight. I got to fight. If I got to fight, you got to fight. All of us got to fight. This is going to be a year of fighting. But fighting what? Fight the fight of faith. Not only the fight of faith, but the what? Good fight. Somebody say it's a good fight. It's going to be a good fight. Amen. And so that's what we are dealing with this year. And since the 1st of January, I've been preaching on faith. And I said I was going to preach on it until y'all get it, right? So today we are talking about faith again. Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank God for the praise team again. They did such a dynamic job today. And they took us there. Hebrews 11 verse 1 through 3. 1, 2, and 3. Hebrews 11 verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3. The text say, now what? Faith what? Is. Somebody say faith is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things what? Not seen. For by it, what is the it? Faith, right? Somebody say, but by faith, the elders obtain a good what? Report. Verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the what? Word of God, so that things which are what? Seen were not made of things which do what? Appear. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word today. Speak to our hearts, God. Give us an understanding today. We want to understand your word. Just not hear it, but we want to hear it and understand it. And then once we understand it, we that want to, we can put it into practice and use it for your glory and for your honor and praise. In Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. 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 I want to talk to you from the topic, faith is. Somebody say faith is. Faith is. I'm emphasizing the word is. Faith is. Somebody say faith is. Say it. Faith is. All right. Now I'm going to be doing a lot of teaching today. I'm going to be doing a lot of just giving instructions, direction. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me. He'll take me where you want to take me. But I got what God gave me, and I'm going to use it as God gave me. Amen. Somebody say is. Faith is. Is the present tense, third person singular be. To be word. Let me say that again. The word is a present tense. Somebody say it's present tense. That means it's right now. It is what? Sunday. Somebody say it is Sunday. It is. Now, I ain't talking about next week. It is Sunday right now. Right now. Is it Sunday? Are y'all on the same planet I'm on? Are y'all in the same America I'm in? It's Sunday right now. It is Sunday, 12:45. Now, in Italy, it's not 12:45. It's like 6 hours ahead of us. I was watching them on their service early this morning, Italy. Amen. And I got a friend over there. We got a son in the gospel over there that he's my friend. I watch his service every Sunday. And Joshua getting ready to go there, and I'm missing it out because I'm going to Liberia. I'm supposed to be going to Italy. That's all right. When you go, you make sure you tell him, I'm coming to Italy. Get me ready. Amen. Tell him I'm bringing my wife with me because she want to see Italy. But we want to preach while we're over there. Amen. Yes. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. And anybody else want to go, y'all just get ready. Y'all can go too. Ah. Amen. Get your ticket money ready. It's not that bad. Tickets is easy. Amen. Now, faith what? Is a present tense. It's to be. Faith is now. Notice that it faith is it be right now. Faith is. Faith be right now. You can use it right now. You can use your faith right now, today. You can use it. It's always in the present tense. Amen. It's in the present tense. Somebody say present tense. Notice the word here in Hebrews 11:1. Put that verse up again. Notice the word now is the beginning of the verse. Now faith is. So it's saying faith is now. And it's got now in the front of faith. Now faith is. Somebody say right now. Right now, and we want to use our faith because God told us this year we need to fight the what? The good fight of what? Faith. All right, y'all gonna get with me in a minute. This year, God spoke to me and he said to tell the people at One in Christ and all of those that sits under your ministry that y'all gonna do what? Fight what? The good fight of what? Faith. Of faith. Amen. Somebody say, we're gonna do it. Somebody say, we're doing it right now. Somebody say, now. Faith is present tense. Now, what is it? It say it is the what? Substance. It's the substance of things hoped for. Now, what is substance? Faith is substance. And I'm giving you the original word, Greek word for the definitions. I'm not giving you a Webster definitions. I'm giving you the Greek definition of the word from the Bible, all right? Substance equal confidence and assurance. Amen. So faith is something that makes you have confidence and assurance. Yes. You are sure of what you got. You're not doubting that you got it. You are sure you got it. It is a substance. Substance. That word is a noun. Substance is a noun. It is a particular kind of matter. Substance is a particular kind of matter. The real physical matter of which a person or thing consists and which has a tangible, solid presence. Faith has a solid presence. Faith is not a leap in the dark. Stop telling people that you got to leap in the dark for faith. Faith is not a leap in the dark. It is a present thing. It's substance. It's something there. You got to know that you have this faith. Amen? God is so miraculous. Somebody put something on social media about me, and I usually get good stuff about me. Sometimes I get some bad stuff on there. But lately I've been getting some good stuff. Amen. And the bad stuff, I run with that too. Amen. I just don't never respond to it. Amen. I ain't putting no fire to nothing you say bad about me. Amen. Somebody say something bad about you, what you gonna respond to it for? You don't, it ain't true. Well, you gotta prove yourself. You just make it worse when you respond to it, then somebody else get involved in it. It just go on and on and on. So I just zoom, wipe it out. Either I get rid of the person, I'll give them a fair chance not to take them. I'm letting them go this time. But if you say something else, I might get you rid of you. Yeah, delete them. Amen. You got a right to do that. But somebody put something on me. They say that my father in the gospel, and this person don't go to this church no more, but she still considers me her father in the gospel. She said, my father in the gospel, Reverend Frederick A. Gelsey, I consider him one of my first fathers in the gospel. And I put it, I shared it, so it's on my page. And she said that I was going through something, and she must have put it on Facebook, and people that she's talking to must have knew about it. She said, I put it on Facebook last week, so y'all know what I'm going through. But he came to me in a dream last night. And it was like an angel shining. He was like an angel shining. She said that he came to me, and like he always say, he said, daughter, if you do this, God will do that. Amen. She said that she wanted to thank me for coming to her and sharing with her the answer to what she needed. She said, what he told me to do is going to be hard to do, but I'm going to do it anyhow. And she said, thank you, Pastor Frederick A. Gelsey, my father in the gospel. Thank you very much. Now, that is something that God is doing in this season. Amen. I woke up the other morning, and my wife she was laying next to me, or she was sitting on the side of the bed. And I kept waking up, but I kept seeing stuff. And I told her, I said, every time I close my eyes, look like I'm seeing things. She'll say, what is it? I didn't want to tell her what it was, but it's things that's going on in people's lives. He began to show me stuff about people. And I'm saying, my God. I said, do I want to know all this stuff? I know a friend of mine, he's a prophet. He was here with me, and we had got out of service one night. And this is a prophet that we used to get out of service around 11, 12 o'clock at night here. We was having real revivals. Amen. And so I used to take him home back to the hotel. And we was on our way back to the hotel one night. He said he wanted to stop inside of a Walgreens to get something from the drugstore. So we pulled up, and he got ready to get out of the car, but the security guard came out the door. And he looked, he said, man, get me out of here. God just showing me stuff about everybody. Man, I don't want to. He said, man, you got to get me home, man. He's just showing me stuff. Too much stuff God showing me about people that I ain't got nothing to do with, but God starts showing you stuff. Amen? Amen? So that's what we call God moving and showing you things by faith. Amen? Somebody say faith. Since we start talking about faith, amen, things are beginning to happen. When you're obedient to God, you'll see God take you to another level. Somebody say, faith is the substance. Substance is the real physical matter of which a person or thing consists and which is a tangible, solid presence. Faith is the substance of what? Of what? Put it up there. What is it? Put it up there. Hebrews 11, 1. Faith is the substance of what? Things. It's the substance of things. Things. Faith is the substance of things. Things is an object that one needs not or cannot or does not wish to give a specific name to. We call it a thing. But it can be anything that you need or want, but you just didn't give it a name. You call it a thing. Faith is the substance of things. Are y'all listening? Faith is the substance of what? Things. Look at that definition again. Take your time. I'm moving a little bit too fast for you. We need to slow it down. Things. I want you to get this. Things. An object that one needs not, cannot, or does not wish to give a specific name to. But it's something. You just called it a what? A thing. Faith is the substance of things with an S. There are a lot of things that faith becomes the substance of that you need in your life. This year, you want to use your faith of the things that you what? Hope for. No specific thing, an object, a thing that you wish not to put a describe in a word, but you call it a thing. Faith is the substance of what? Things. That which you wish not to give a specific name to. It's the substance of things. Hope for. Hope is that you expect. Hope is not regular hope like regular dictionary hope. Hope in the Bible is expectation. Somebody says faith is the substance of the things that I expect, that I anticipate. What do you anticipate for your son, Brother Edward? Faith is the substance of the things you anticipate. What are you anticipating? Faith is the substance of the things you anticipate. Whatever the thing is, complete restoration. Whatever the thing is, complete healing. Whatever the thing is, some of y'all things is finances. Whatever the thing is, faith is the substance of the things that you expect God to do. Faith is your substance. You can't get it without faith. You got to have faith to get the thing that you hoping for. Because it's the substance of the things that you hope for. And then he goes on, put it up there. He said it's the what? Evidence. So I say it's the evidence. What is evidence? You know what evidence is. You know what evidence is. Evidence is proof. Evidence is proof. Huh? Evidence is proof. Faith is your proof. How you know you got it? Faith. I got faith. What is faith? Faith is my proof I got it. Faith is the proof. It's I've been convinced by faith that I got it. Faith is proof. Somebody say faith is proof. Faith is the evidence. Somebody say faith is a witness. Faith. 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 It's the evidence, the proof, the convincing of things. Proof of things, not what? Not seen. Wow. We got into that time. Now you're telling me that faith is something. Faith is the substance. It's things. It's what I hope for. It's expectation. It's the evidence. It's the proof of things that not seen. But it's proof. It's proof. It's evidence, it's proof, it's a material matter, it's things, no specific thing, whatever thing I need. Faith is the proof, the evidence. Put it up there, Irwin. Evidence of what? Things, they go to the word things again, not what? Not seen. Seen. What the word seen mean? to look at. It's the evidence, it's the proof of things that I can't see it, but to see it means to look at it. Not seeing, not what I can look at. Not what I can perceive or what I can see by my what? Sight. Let me show you a scripture. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Look at that. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Somebody say faith is what we're doing this year. Somebody say we're fighting the good fight of faith. Evidence of things not seen. While we look not at the things which are what? Seen. They go to the word seen, to look at. While we look not at the things which are seen. See, when we don't look at what we see, but at the things which are not seen. What do we look at? I look at what I don't see in the natural. Because I'm looking by what? Faith. Faith is the evidence of things not. So I'm looking by what? Faith. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are what? Temporal. Are temporary. Like you said, yeah. It ain't going to be there all the time anyway. But the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. Faith is what? Eternal. Somebody say faith is eternal. If you see it today by faith, it'll be there tomorrow. Some things you see in the natural, you can see it now and it'll disappear. But faith is everlasting. Somebody say everlasting. We look not at the things which are seen, what we can look at, what we can perceive or what we can see. Let me dig that word again. Seen. Somebody say seen. Seen, 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 seen. To look at, perceive, or sight. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. What does it say? For we walk by what? Faith. Not by what? Not by what we can what? See. Faith is not what you see. It's the evidence of things not seen. Not by things which are seen. We don't walk that way. I don't walk by what happened. I walk by what God said. Somebody say faith is. Somebody say it is. Evidence. Evidence. Somebody say evidence. Evidence. Somebody say evidence. You got the evidence? I got some. What is your evidence? Faith. What you mean? Substance. I got faith. I'm fighting a good fight of faith. Somebody say praise the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. Then Romans 1 and 17 says what? Romans 1 and 17. I give you that one. Get one for me right quick. Romans 1:17. Praise God. So I say faith. Faith. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall what? Live by what? Who is the just? We are. Somebody say, I'm the just. How are you to live? What is faith? Substance. Of things hoped for, evidence of things you don't go by what you were, not even by what you feel. Huh? Faith, I'm past that. I walk by what? Faith. The just shall live by what? We live by this every day. When you wake up in the morning, it's faith. It's a faith walk. Huh? It's a faith fight. The devil wanna take your faith away. He want to cause you not to have faith. Somebody say, have faith in God. If you do, you can say to the mountain. Somebody say, faith is The substance of things. Hope for. The evidence of things. Not seen. Somebody say, the just shall live. The word live means to have a life of faith. Time, the quick. Let's go a little further. Verse 2. Hebrews 11, verse 2. For by it, by what? Faith. The elders obtain a what? What kind of report? Faith will always get you a good report. You ain't got to worry about it coming out bad or not. I say you don't got to worry about whether it's going to come out bad or not. It's going to come out good. Why? Because I'm walking by what? Faith. And not by what? Somebody say, I ain't got to see it. I got faith. It's the evidence of things not seen. I don't have to see it. I got faith. I got something. I got substance. I got something tangible. What is your tangibility? Faith. Faith, yes. What kind of faith? Faith in God. Somebody say faith. Hallelujah. Bless God. Somebody say bless God. Let me try to get, I'm trying to get to you here. I'm trying to get to you. By it, verse 2, the elders obtain a what? Good report. Faith will get you a good report, right? 1 Timothy 1:12, fight the good fight of what? Good because what? Why is it good? Because you're going to win. Right? Somebody say faith. Always give me a good report. I got good results. Somebody say good results. Somebody say no bad results. How you know it's going to turn out good? Because I got faith. I'm operating with faith. Faith brings a good report. Somebody say a good report. Verse 3. Through faith, we what? Understand that the worlds were framed by the what? By the word of God. We understand that the worlds were framed by what? The word of God. So that things which are seen, you see this? Things which are seen were not made of things which do what? Appear. Now, this is made out of some type of wood. It's a wood substance. Straw substance. All come from a tree, probably. But faith is, the world was created by the word of God. Right? And it says here, verse 3, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do what? Appear. So God did not make the world out of things that was there because there was nothing there. So he made things, he made the world out of things which are not seen. That is what? The faith of God. God's faith made the world and through his what? Through his word. Amen. Somebody say through his word. Through his word.
Well, our time is up. Tune in every Friday at 9:30 a.m. and 8 p.m. Visit us at 11 a.m. Sunday morning, OIC Temple, 940 Broadway. Bishop-elect F.A. Gelsey Sr. Bye-bye.